Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're starting a new sugya. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, I'm Rabbi Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, Nemon lafsida ksubasa. Nemon lafsida ksubasa. The shaila is, what's the din of I'm Rabbi Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, Nemon lafsida ksubasa? Rashi, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, told us that according to Rabbi Lazar, Amr Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nemon Le'Oisra. Rashi said Le'Oisra is Nemon. Aval Hafsida Ksubasa Eina Nemon. Rashi like assumed that as a pashtus. And over here we have Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that says Amr Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is Nemon Le'Hafsida Ksubasa. So what's going on over here? It's a little bit strange. Is this a machloikas? I don't know what would be the makar for the machloikas even. How does Rashi know if there's a man da'amar that holds Amr Pesach Pasuch Matzasi is Neman Lafsida Ksubasa? How does Rashi know that Rabbi Elazar holds you're not Neman Lafsida Ksubasa? Not only that, but the Gemara in Rabbi Elazar even mentioned the tzad that you're Neman Lafsida Ksubasa. A few lines before, the Gemara says, E lemesav la ksuba. This is the Gemara entertained this idea of lafsik subasa. But Rashi says Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold of that. Is there a machloikas here between Rabbi Lazar and Yehuda Amar Shmuel? So the Shita Mekubetzas, in coming to defend for Rashi, seems to say a very big chiddush, which I don't know if there's, it's a little bit dachuk in the pshatava, because Rashi makes no mention. But the Shita Mekubetzas says, we gave out the Mar Mekoymus on the top. Hakasivna la'el de l'shitas Rashi ki kamar b'lozer neman la'isal abdav kol la'isal kamar b'lozer lafsida. That's in black and white in Rashi. Rashi in the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The b'lozer holds you not neman lafsida. Mishum says the Shita. The reason is demayri afilu b'deloy kimle. We mentioned Rashi learns that is this person? Well, he says loy kimle. We said is he a bucky? He's not a baki. Kigoin bachur. A bachur. Umeata yesh lafarish. The ki kamer shmuel hacha neman lafsida mairi bin nasu. The kimle, with this over here, we're talking about a nasi. Veloi pligi. Says the shita, maybe they're not arguing. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, they're just pasha talking about two different things. What was Rabbi Elazar talking about? A bachur. And therefore, a bachur is not a baki. What is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel talking about? Anasui. And Anasui is a baki. And therefore, it's two different sugyas.
Why should it be a difference?
What? So Rashi says, why is he Neman? Says Rashi. Neman, lafsidu ksubasai, alpi atzmai, v'taymu lekamon, mefarish, chazok, enam terech besudo, mafsida. Rashi says the reason he's believed is chazaka inonam terech besuda mafsida. What does that mean? That means that there's a reason to believe that he's not lying. But let me ask you a question. Maybe he's not lying, but he simply made a mistake. After all, he's not a baki. So what does it help us that you have a chazaka inonam terech besuda mafsida? Fact is, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He says, I'm telling you that a special Bezin should say, we believe you that that's what you think. But guess what, buddy? You don't know what you're talking about. Huh? So Rashi says the Sheet is talking about an Asui. So does he know what he's talking about? Yes. So the Shaila isn't does he know what he's talking about or not. What's the whole Shaila? The Shaila is do we believe him? Maybe he's lying. Says Rashi, you know why we believe him? Because there's a chazaka that he wouldn't lie. Reason to think that he's not lying. Chazak and terech besuda mafsida. So kum tachoyis, Rabbi, and this is a very important nekuda for the end of Rashi. I think the way we're learning the Gemara, there is no difference between tainas pesach pasuach and tainas damim. He says there is no dam. Or he says it was pesach pasuach. It's the exact same thing. Because we're talking about a nasui. And when again, nasi, is he a baki? Yes. Yes. So if he says Tainas Pesach Pesuch, will he be able to know if it's Pesach Pesuch or not?
Yes.
Is it any different than Damim?
No.
No. So why would we not believe Pesach Pesuch? Why would perhaps we not believe Pesach Pesuch? What? What would be the tzad not to believe Pesach Pesuch? Because he made it up. In other words, he was lying. Can you have the same tzad by Tanis Damim? Yes. Same thing. Damim, Pesach Pesuch. In other words, there's no difference bechlal. According to the way that we're learning in Rashi, this is not a sugya of whether or not he knows what he's talking about. It's not a sugya of whether or not we trust him. It's a sugya of whether or not we believe him. We trust that, we definitely trust that he's saying that that's questions we believe he's telling the truth or not. We're going to see Rashi at the end. I'm setting up the Rashi at the end. Okay. Tosfos, on the other hand, my friends, Tosfos can have a very different sugya. Let's see Tosfos. Before we see Tosfos, Rashi said, where does this Ne'amanus come from? This person is Ne'aman Lafsida Ksubasa, says Rashi, because Chazak Anam Terech Besudo Mafsida. That, Rabbi Isai, is not, where did Rashi get that from? Rashi tells us, Taimel Lekamon Mefarish Chazak Anam Terech Besudo Mafsida. That's not 100% obvious in the Gemara later on. The Gemara actually is mashma something else. If you look at the Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and when we get there, Beis Hashem, we're going to see it a little bit more in depth. Itmar, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Chacham Tiknu Lehem Lebnais Yisrael Besulam Asayim V'Aman Amone. V'Heim Haminu Shemar Pesach Besul Matzasi Neman. There's a technique which is called Heim Amru, V'Heim Amru. Where did Besula come from? Where did Ksuba come from? The Chachamim. The Chachamim tik lehem lebnais Yisrael Besula Masayim. The Heim Haminu Shemam Pesach Besula Matzasi Neman. It sounds like from this line of the Gemara, why is he believed when he says Pesach Pesuach? It's a Takonas Chachamim. How could the Chacham give him a Neamonis? The answer is, because the whole Ksuba in the first place is only the Rabbanon. So they made the Ksuba. They make the rules on the Ksuba. Their rules are, we're believing him. He's talking about yada yada. Listen, we make the rules. We're the ones who gave it to you in the first place. Heim Amru. They said there's a Ksuba. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Now what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, Imkein Mahoilu Chachomim B'takon Nosam. Says the Gemara, okay, so what's the point of a Ksuba? Every husband's always going to walk in and say, Pesach Pesuach. Amarava Chazokinam Terech Besudo Mafsida. Nah, you don't have to worry about everyone always coming in and tying it, because a person's not going to do that under normal circumstances. That's a great way to ruin, we had a great party, and the next morning comes in and says, Pesach Pesuach, Chazok, a person's not going to do that.
He saves more money, though.
We'll see. Hold on. We'll get back to your time. Goodbye. Does heis dazeh, my friends. To me, it's mashma from the Gemara, and this is what that Teres Shmuel seems to be saying, being shtelling on Rashi. That what's the reason for the takana? What's the reason for the Ne'amanus? What's the reason for the Ne'amanus? Because heim amr veheim amr. Now, what's the point? Like, why is this going to be effective? Is because enam terech besudo mafsida. But enam terech besudo mafsida is not what gives him nemanus. The heimamru gives him nemanus. And Rashi is not like that. Rashi says, why is he neman lafsida ksubasa? Says Rashi, because chazaka al pi atzmo v'taima lekaman chazaka enam terech besudo mafsida. We have to see how that plays into Rashi, Tosfos, and all these things. Okay, comes along Tosfos, my friends. Says Tosfos, Neman lafsida ksubasa. V'aymeri. The Shmuel moide shapir de neman la'israelav. Shmuel's moide that is neman la'israelav. Well, the hafsid ksuba itzrich lay. The chiddush that he's being mechadish is the hafsid ksuba. That lashminon. Deloy tema deloy ein neman apagav the kimle be pesach pasuach. The name of the mezid meshaker of sid ksuba. Shmuel the Shmuel agreed to Rabbi Lazar. What does Tosfos say? Yeah, Vada agrees. So why is he saying only? Why is he focusing on that? The answer is, it's an extra chiddush. So if I ask Tosfos at this stage of Tosfos, which would you say is a bigger chiddush, la'afsira ksubasa or la'israelav? La'afsira ksubasa. That's why Shmuel is saying the bigger chiddush. Rabbi Lazar nami matzi saver deneman la'afsida. He could also hold that way. V'nachal la'israel la'abutsa. The kol shechein deneman la'afsid ksubasa. Why do Rabbi Lazar also get all the Shmuel, so why do Rabbi Lazar say la'isra? Because he said la'isra v'rabusa, it's the bigger chiddush. V'kol shechein la'afsid ksubasa. Rachmana da'al makula. Which is the bigger chiddush? What does Tosfos say? Why did Rabbi Lazar say la'isra? Bigger chiddush. Why did Shmuel say la'afsida? Bigger chiddush. What in the world? Which one's the bigger chiddush? It's a stira right there in Tosfos. Minei obey in the Tosfos. Which one is a bigger chiddush? Says Tosfos, you know why Shmuel says la'afsida? He wants to say the bigger chiddush. You know why Rabbi Lazar says la'isra? He wants to say the bigger chiddush. So tell me who's saying the bigger chiddush. It's a pele. Tosfos. Elamai Rabbi Isai. The Pashup Shot is as follows. There are two nekudas when we come to a person believing someone. One is whether or not they think that they know what they're talking about. Can we trust them? In other words, maybe they're wrong. The other one is maybe they're lying. Can we believe them? Maybe they're lying. Maybe they're wrong, maybe they're lying. So, Tosfos is l'chaira saying, there's two different nekudas over here. Where would we have a bigger chshash mishaker? When he's asering on himself or when he's mafsid her the ksuba? Farshteitzach, when you're being mafsid her the ksuba. So, and b'noigeya to the chshash that he's lying, which is a bigger chiddush that we believe him? Even lahafsid ksuba when achoshes she's lying. Now, b'noigeya to making a mistake, maybe he's pashut making a mistake. When it comes to la'isra, there's a cheskas. She has a cheskas heter. When it comes to lahafsid ksuba, he has a cheskas mamon. So which one, when you think that maybe he's Pashut making a mistake and he's not a Bucky, which one would you say is a bigger Chiddush that he's Kilo believed against the Chazaka because there's a Suffolk, maybe he's making a mistake? Le'isr. So each one has a Nekunda of Chiddush. And that's what he's focusing on. So which is a bigger Chiddush? Le'isr la'afsid ksuba. So what does Tosfos say? The answer is... yes, they're both a bigger chiddush. Klape the chshash meshaker, avad lafsid ksubas is a bigger chiddush. Klape the chshash that he's maybe ain't a baki, that he's making a mistake, avada iser is a bigger chiddush. And therefore they're both true. Umiyu says Tosfos, biyushalmi mashma, the Rabbi Lazar ain't a neman lahafsid ksubasa. However, in the Yushalmi it's mashma, that in Rebbe Lazar, he's not Neman Lahafsik Ksubasa. Tosfos, in his tremendous, vast Bekiyas, finds us a Yushalmi that holds that according to Rebbe Lazar, he's not Neman Lahafsik Ksubasa. Anyone have closer than a Yushalmi that we found that Rebbe Lazar is not Neman Lahafsik Ksubasa? Rashi. On Daf Tesa, Rashi's black on white. Rashi says, Abba Lahafsik Ksubasa Loim Heaven. So everybody said, why is Tosfos going to Yushalmi? There's a Rashi.
Rashi, the opposite
sheet
that you can't bring Rashi
and then you against Rashi. What do you mean? Rashi holds the I don't know that Tosfos is handling that's what Rashi holds. I don't know. That's Tosis. You're saying Tosis is very deep into Rashi's Mahalach. I don't know why doesn't Tosis bring Rashi? Bashit. Rashi is a what? What's Rashi's category? Rishon. What's the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is higher than Tosis. So they say, I got a problem. If that's the case, so why how does Tosis end off like with a smile? It's like, oh, by the way, but the Yerushalmi seems like I'm wrong. Okay, so let's mech this out. Now, you can't argue with the Yerushalmi, Tosis. Tosis, get on. What's Tosis doing? Me, Yerushalmi seems like I'm wrong. Okay, so you're wrong. At least the Tzorach Ian or something. Zdachsuch, perhaps Pshad and Tosis is as follows. If you remember, we started the Sugya. The Yerushalmi's Nusach is Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ha'imer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Aser lekaima. It doesn't say neman lo Yisraelav. Aser lekaima. Maybe Tosis understood Yerushalmi Taka as a different Rabbi Elazar. It's not the Bavli. I'm in Bavli here. We're in Bavli land. Yerushalmi land is a whole different Rabbi Elazar. You're right. But Yerushalmi, it's mashma. Rabbi Elazar holds that it isn't. But it doesn't bother me so much. It's a fact. But it's not going to make Tosis a racist shita because Yerushalmi started over the different. Our Rabbi Elazar says, "Omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Neman LaOisra Neman Vasmeit Neman Nemanus." That's not what the Yerushalmi says. If the Yerushalmi is saying that it's Asher LaKaima, maybe the Yerushalmi holds it to be Din Neder. If it's Din Neder, does it make sense? It's only LaOisra and not LaFsidik Subasa Avada. Yeah, that's exactly why Tosis brings the Yerushalmi, but with all of his respect for the Yerushalmi, doesn't feel like he has to back down. Perhaps that's the pshat. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef, my kamash malon, Tanina. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah. Ha'oichal eitzel chamev b'Yehuda, shaloi be'edim, eino yochol liton tainis besulim. Someone who eats by his father-in-law in Yehuda, shaloi be'edim, without there being edim present, he can no longer tana tanis besulim. Why not? Because they have yichud together. Let's see Rashi. Al oichel etzel chamev b'yamim shebein erisin l'nisuin, the days between erisin and nisuin. So, is there a specific day when they have this Suda? No, it just seems like it's any, whatever, you know, you go to the father-in-law, she comes to you, that's what it sounds like. But B'yom Shebein Erisin L'Nisun. Eni Yoch Litton Tainis Besulim, Kishet Tikonis L'Chopla, V'nei Shei Misyach Rima, B'Yehuda Hay Misyach Miyachadim Oysam, Kidei Shei Aliboy Gaspa. What does it mean, Kidei Shei Aliboy Gaspa? They should have more of a relationship. It appears to me in the Rambam and perhaps in Tosfos a different pshat in what's going on here. The Rambam says there was a Suda that they had. Sudas Erisin. When did it happen? Not Bain Erisin Linisuin. When did it happen? By the Erisin. At the Erisin there was a Suda. And at the Erisin, there was Misyachet. What was the reason? Says the Mincha Shloimer, Reb Shloimer Zalman Orbach, it was with the intent of doing a bia. It was intentional. It was an intentional bia that was happening. By Erisin. Rashi makes it sound like there wasn't an intent of bia. It was Kadeshia Liboy Gaspa. It was just you wanted them to get more comfortable with each other. What was the reason for the bia? Says Rabbi Mincha Shloimeh, the reason was because the following thing. We remember Daf Gimel Amid Beis, there was this hegemon situation. The hegemon made tsaris. What did the hegemon do? He said, Besula Nisis Liomer Avi, Tiboya lehegmoin tchila. So we wanted to try to uproot the hegmoin. So what did we do? We chapped him ice. Therefore, he would be Boyle's wife before, and when lo and behold, it comes the night of the wedding, is she a besula? She's not a besula. So he intentionally makes her not a besula, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he goes through what is there, is us, maybe they did chuppah also. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole discussion of is it mutter or not. Rashi doesn't say that. It sounds to me like Rashi is saying, it was just libo gaspa. We wanted them to get close to each other. I believe perhaps Rashi is also saying to avoid the Hegman problem. Listen, this girl is going to be very traumatized by this whole situation. So we want to try to ease her into this whole Hegman thing. So we're going to build her relationship with her husband. And then she's going to have to deal with the fact that she's going to end up being violated by this Hegman. What can we do?
She doesn't do Beratzen.
Very good. Very good. This way she has a stronger bond with her husband. I was thinking a little bit similar, but a little different, but the same type of thing. Enisha caresses bris, elamisha isa is a kli, so you want to be caress bris a little bit more before, and achveis, a kitzer, something like that, shouldn't be baratzen. What is like this? What? Yeah, the problem is they have to give nisus to Yom HaRavi. Once they do nisus to Yom HaRavi, then they're, you're right, and achanayim, they should do nisus, I guess, but. Shlomo Zalman says they do nisus, and Rashi's saying they weren't bial, so they weren't going to do nisus. Why was this only in Yehuda, and not in Galut? So I saw one of the pshatim was the Hegmon was Dafka after Yehuda. Why after Yehuda? Because who are the ones that started up with the Yevanim? Matisyo from Beis Yehuda. So the Hegmon wanted revenge. So he was after Yehuda. He Dafka wanted to go after Yehuda. So in Yehuda they had this major problem. In Gol they didn't have this problem. So in Yehuda they were misyachadim. Ha'ichar etzucham abiyam shebein eris in the nisun. En yachalitun tainis besulim. My friends, what does Rashi mean? Kisheti konnes lachupa. What happens if he tainas earlier? Let's say he's oichel etzalcham of Yehuda, and he comes knocking on Bezdin's door, and he says, "I got some bad news for you. She's not a besula. She said you're not even married yet. I know. So maybe I got a little carried away, and I shouldn't have done this. But I'm just telling you, she's not a besula." What would be the din? Not kishit kanis the chuppah. Earlier. What would be the din? In other words, we didn't finish the Gemara 100%. The Gemara says, why in Yehuda is he not Neman? Because we say probably if he was miyachid without Edim, so who is the one who was Baal? It was him. So what happens if he comes forward and says, I was Baal. It was me. I was Baal. And she wasn't a besula. What would be then? Anyone? What? Yeah, he's saying I don't want to give the besula. I was bile, but and she wasn't a besula.
What are you tiny?
I'm tiny that she must have been not a besula when I did the kedushin. It's bein erisin l'nisuin. What?
Okay, well. In Rashi, based on what we were saying before, that the whole takana of ksuba is derabbanan. So in Taisus can't say this, but in Rashi, we're not so excited about this guy. So maybe it's almost like a kenas derabbanan say we invented the whole thing of ksuba, and if you're going to be promiscuous before your marriage, we're not going to let you try to get away from the ksuba because we're in charge of the whole thing anyway, so we have the right to do that. And then we're punishing.
So Chesky is being mechadish, a nice chiddush. That maybe he loses his ksuba. If he's boil her during Erisin, he loses his ksuba. The whole ksuba he loses?
Yeah, he has to give it to her. He loses it, but technically he loses ability to go against
her. Why should she right. get it?
So therefore, he has to give her to her.
So he can't tie it anymore. Eda Hanami, she went in. What?
She's going to be the one getting the ksuba money.
She gets the ksuba. Either. It's his
she
fault.
Just as promiscuous
okay, we blame him. Fault. We blame him. His fault. It's always
he's
his fault.
Strong, she can't force
it's his fault. Always
he's
his strong, fault. Always his fault.
Why didn't you say anything before then? What? If he's coming now, I'd assume we got the chuppah.
Oh, I was the one, but she didn't have the suah.
He
should have
had it earlier.
What? He should have
had his
time
earlier.
No, he came. I'm saying he came during Arison.
He
came during Arison. What? I'm saying he came during Arison. What happens if he came earlier, Avi? He came. It's a month into the engagement. He says, listen, we're in Yehuda. You know, this is what happened. Okay, this is what happened. Okay, and she wasn't a Besula. So Chesky wants to say, we don't tie. You did too much wrong stuff. You're not believed. Which wouldn't be according to the Rambam. According to Tosis, we intended on him doing the Bia, right? So then he didn't do anything wrong. Over even according to Rashi, we're giving him a lot of leeway over here in Yehuda. We want him to, I don't know how much you could blame him for. So he's getting extra leeway.
But if you would have waited another month, then we would have said, okay, you don't have to give the ksuba. He's saying Lamaisa now. Even though I did it before, she still was Pesel Pesuah.
So therefore you want to say what?
No, I don't understand.
You should be Neman?
Yeah, you should be able to give the ksuba.
You should be Neman.
Why?
He doesn't have to get, because Lamaisa.
It's different. She's still Pesel Pesuah.
It's Pesel Pesuah.
We're punishing you. We have the right to
do it. But where'd you get that from?
Why? In a month, if you would have waited a month.
If I would have seen this Gemara, I would have maybe not said that. But Lamaisa, the rabbis are in charge of ksuba.
You're right, but I don't know.
Why are we punishing
you? I don't know where it came from, though. You're being Mechadish. It's a Chiddush. Cheski's Chiddush. Says Reb Noyam, Al Derech HaPshat. Yeah, what are you tiny?
What's the whole point of the Tikkun? So anyway, he's giving him a date before the wedding to be together with her. What's right. The whole point of marrying on Wednesday? He knows already if it's Pesach Pesuah or not.
And Achanam, it's a good question. And Yehuda, what's going to be? How are we going to deal with that? He's anyway. He knows for sure that she's not a Pesula. If that always happens, yeah. Yeah, very good. It's a good question. Says Reb Noyam. No, if he comes in before, he's not going to be Neman. Because he doesn't have chazok and toech mesuda mafsida. What's the whole neman is? It's because he just made a whole suda, made a whole splash, made a whole party. He's not going to come ruin the party. But if it's during the erusin, did he make a party?
According to the Rambam, yeah.
No, according to the Rambam, there was a suda, but who made the suda? Oitzel, Eitzel? Chamav. So who paid for the suda? Father-in-law. He doesn't mind spooning his party. He doesn't mind ruining his own party.
That's not where the nemanis comes from.
According to Rashi, who says Mduik, it is. If you would learn that the manas doesn't come from there, then you'd have a kasha. We said, according to Rashi, smash the manas all comes from the chazaka. But now we have a kasha. Kasha is like this. What happens? It's the day after the suda. He walks into Besdin, the day after the chuppah, and he says, Ramoisai, I have a confession. What's that?
I was by her earlier.
I was by her a month ago. And she wasn't a basula then. Huh? When he say, now he says, look, I've just made a big party, spent a lot of money, but I'm going to be honest with you. Levi says she wasn't a besula. Do you have a chazok and toech besula mafsida?
What does it say in the ksuba?
What do you mean?
What does he write? She's a besula or not?
It says, right? She's
besula, it's his fault. Like,
what do you write? You wrote it from the Erison.
Even though got married with her?
Yeah.
Why didn't he come before?
Well, because we wouldn't have believed him. That's what the Rajva says. We don't believe him now because why didn't you come earlier? But according to Rashi, that's not going to be a kasha. So why didn't he come earlier? I didn't come earlier because I couldn't come earlier. Earlier, you wouldn't believe me. Now you believe me. So now I'm making this whole suda.
Then he loses the nemanis of the suda.
What do you mean?
Because it's kedai for him to put up the whole suda to give him nemanis to make the 200.
So now. Okay, so Chesky's saying, no, maybe this is a swindler. He's like, listen, let me think for a second. If I come now, they're not going to believe me. I have to pay the ksuba. So instead, I'll make a suda. Make a suda, then I could say it, and then they'll
win. Make a suda just to be master of ksuba?
Yeah.
Not believe. You're going to end up evening out anyway.
Well, it depends on...
$200, that's the answer. Just to come afterwards.
It depends on what type of sudas. And today's, nowadays, chasanas, they're more than the ksuba. Often the chasanas are more than the ksuba. Depends on if it's an out-of-town chasana or in-town chasana. I don't know. It depends. But hold a second. But then the whole chazaga doesn't make any sense. The whole chazaga doesn't make any sense.
No,
because maybe I was thinking before, and I got to get out of this marriage. What should I do? I'll stay. I'll do this. And then boom, I'll do it. Forget about Yehuda. He's not in Yehuda. He's thinking, how am I going to get out of this marriage? I don't want to marry. Okay. Well, I'll make a chasana, and then I'll blow it up.
Not get married.
What?
The whole chazaka that a person won't be terech is exactly this percentage. He would not have made a wedding.
But Chesky got a great... Listen, you're not as tricky as Chesky is. Chesky is saying, listen, I don't want to pay $20,000 ksuba, $30,000. Oh my God. I don't want to pay $30,000. I'll make a $5,000 wedding. Shalim, we'll make a wedding, and then the next day I'll say Pesach Mezuzah, and I'm out.
That's saying that we're arguing the whole chazaka.
Oh, so that's what I'm asking. What's with the chazaka?
The chazaka is obviously telling us.
So what's the pshat? But what's the pshat? Chesky's saying good. Chesky's saying good.
The party
says that says the either you could say the party's worth more. You could say something else.
When
says
you're going into it in good faith, then it's a lot of you're being kareach for it. You're putting a lot of money into it. It's very you're very excited about it. That's going to keep you invested in the marriage when you're going in good. But if the whole time you're not going in good faith,
but the chazaka is gufa that if you would hated her mitchila, he wouldn't have done this. You're saying. So I says I saw in my notes. I have to look up. I think it's the Drisha says the following thing. It says, listen, we forgot. What is the woman tining? What is she saying over here? What? Besula, right? Besula. Says the Drisha, if he's going to lie, and he's going to come up and he's going to say, oh, she wasn't, so you know what she's going to do? She's going to lie too? She's gonna say, "Misheres tani ne nasti mekach tois." You want to play that game with me? I can play that game with you. She'll do that too. So he's thinking, "I'm gonna make this whole elaborate thing. I'm gonna make a suda. I'm gonna do a whole thing, and then I'm gonna lie. And then what's gonna happen? She's gonna lie. I can't do that. It's not gonna work. So then I'm gonna end up having to pay the ksuba and having to pay for the chasana. So he's not gonna do that." To do that type of trick, he's not willing to.
You can't lie before.
What?
You can't lie before.
What do you mean?
She lie before? Why only after the husband is going to lie?
No, she's only going to lie if he lies.
You can say that she lied before.
What did you say?
We were saying before we had a thought maybe he was lying.
Right.
So why can't we say she also could lie?
And Echnami. But if you have a thought that he's lying, then we're not going to believe him. Now, we don't have a thought anymore that he's lying because... He's saying, maybe he's still lying because he wants to do this like trick. But now this lie is not going to help him because if he lies, it's not going to help him to try to lie this way. So if he's doing this, he's probably telling the truth. Because if he wanted to lie, it's not a good idea to make the suda and then lie because she might just give him a taste of his own medicine. What?
How are we supposed to know if he's lying or not?
Again.
There's no other way to come unless he's saying the truth because otherwise...
If he wanted to lie, this was a bad way of lying.
But he's saying the same thing anyway.
No, he's not. Now he's making a suda. He just spent $20,000 on a chasana. If he wanted to lie, he's not going to spend $20,000 and lie. He's saying, he would do it because it's a way of getting out of paying the ksuba. Yeah, but he's hedging his bets now. It could be that he's going to end up spending more money. I'll call upon him. So according to Rashi, what's going to be the case? Where Kishadikan is the chuppah, he says that she wasn't a basula then. I don't know. Is he nemon or is he not nemon?
If he lies, she's going to lie and say what?
Mishar estani ne nasti. Says Rashi, Mifnei shemis yachid ima, b'yuhudo hayim yachid no isa kidei shiliv agaspoy. Says the Gemara, so what's this case? The Gemara says, "Aicha itzacham of Yehuda shalab be'edim eni achalitun tainis besulim neshim is yachin ima be'Yehudu deloy matzitayin habigol matzitayin." He can't tain be Yehuda. Why can't he tain in Yehuda? Because who do we say did it? He did it. Habigol matzitayin lemai. What's he tining for? Ilo Yisra alav. If he's coming to aser on him be Yehuda myloy. Why can't he tain in Yehuda? Why can't he tain in Yehuda? It's l'oisra alav. Yehuda. You don't believe. You believe him in Galil. You don't believe him in Yehuda. Am I loy? Says Rashi. Am I loy? Yehuda, my loy. Ha'im pshitali shlo basi aleha va'avada me'achar zinsa shavi lechaticha di yisura mali Galil mali Yehuda. What difference does it make if it's Yehuda or Galil? Why is he not believed? So Rabbi Yisai. I have a kasha. A man walks in and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. What do we taina? Is he usher? Person walks in and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Is he usher? Anyone? Shavi Anafshe? Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? Shavi Anafshe? A regular person walks in and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Shavi Anafshe? What? Svek Sveika. So what is this saying? He's going to be usher. I mean, Pshita, Shabi al-Chaticha de Yisura, what does that mean? You mean we're talking about Eishes Kayin, a Pusim Gaz Gimel? We're not talking about, where's the Reichel Yitzchon B'Yehuda? Shalom B'Edim, what's that? What's going on over here? Why is it Aser? Chayr, the Pshat is as follows. Again, Rabbi say, what is she timing in this case? We said B'Yehuda, he can't, he's not Neman. Why is he not Neman in Yehuda and Megali is? What is she tining? Or what are we tining for her? What? That what? That it was him. Are we tining that it was an Inus? No. Are we tining it was Lav Tachtov? No. What's the tina? It was him. And he's coming and saying, it's not me. So how many Sveikas do we have left? Zero. Because well, we're not tining that it was an Inus. We're not tining that it was Lav Tachtav. It's us, sir. Shavinav, Shachaticha Disur. We're combining what she is saying with what he is saying. Because if she would say, listen, it was Ba'inus, would there be a different Yehuda and Gaul? No. If she was saying it was Lav Tachtav, would there be a different Yehuda and Gaul? No. So the fact that we're saying is a different Yehuda and Gaul, clearly what is she saying? It was you! And he's saying, it's not me. So from the fact that she and him are makash each other, so the only thing that's left is that it must have been someone else. She's not claiming that it was Ba'inus. She's not claiming Ptur as Inus. She's not claiming Ptur as Lav Tachtav. So therefore...
Even in Gaul, that's what she's claiming. He said the same thing, Gaul.
Yeah, it's the same thing. The difference is just the one you're Neman, you're the one you're not Neman. So Behuda, Begalel, you're not Neman. Begalel, you're not Neman to say it was him. I don't believe you to say it was him. Behuda, you're going to be Neman to say it was him.
Why
are
you not
signing
Sveika?
No. Gaul is a regular case. Regular case. What do you mean? In Gaul, why is she not saying Sveika? Gaul,
Lord, doesn't
say Sveika.
He wasn't
Gaul. Huda, you have to shut up. In Gaul, also, you're not Neman. You're not Neman
in
Gaul, you're not Neman in Yehuda. What?
It's not that you're not Neman.
Shavya Nafshachat Yichadisura. She walk in and saying, listen, he was Baal me. He says, I was not Baal. So in Galil, what's going to be the din? Usser. In Yehuda, what's going to be the din? Usser. Why? Even though in Yehuda, it's very possible that she's telling the truth. Shavya nafshachaticha disura. In Galil, we tell a lady, he was Baal you, give me a break. When was he Baal you?
No, she's not
going to
say
Baal.
It's
the same time in Yehuda and Galil. We're saying like this. So why we can't tie the tainus besulim? He's tining, it didn't happen. What is she tining back? She's gonna have the same taina in Yehuda and Gaul. In one we're gonna believe her, and the other one we're not. In Yehuda we're gonna believe her if she says he was Baal. And in Gaul we're not gonna believe her. We're gonna say, lady, this guy wasn't Baal. That's the most ludicrous thing I ever heard. This doesn't happen over here. But in Yehuda it's norm. It's the regular. So therefore, we're going to accept her taina.
That's why she's tining it. In Yehuda, she's tining it because it's reglai in the dover. So it's,
correct.
It's good. It's in her quarter to tine that.
Correct.
In Gaul, she's not going to tine it. In Gaul, she's going to tine it. She's going to tine it 6 weeks.
And if she does tine it in Gaul?
Why would she do that?
And if she does tie it in Gaul?
That's a
and if she does tie it in Gaul?
If she would, then you would have the same halacha.
The same halacha as Yehuda?
If she says it's because of him.
Are you same as those Yehuda? No.
I'll
prove you not. Because the Brisa says, the Mishnah says, Aichal it's a chum of. Next word?
Because it's only Shaykh there.
What does that mean it's only Shaykh?
Why? If she
what, is it, what does that mean it's only Shaykh?
She's not pining back, oh, it was him.
Why not?
Because no one does that.
That's, first of all, it never happened. It never happens.
In Galil, it's the same as her beloved.
Did it ever happen?
I'm sure it has happened.
Okay, so that's what she's tining. And she's not Naaman. In Yehuda, she's Naaman. In Galil, she's not Naaman. That's exactly the point. That's what we're saying. Ha'echad tzolchama bi Yehuda. Which means that in Galil we won't believe her. It's doing the same time. That's what we're saying. So if she tied us in Galil, we're going to tell a lady that's ridiculous. Does it happen? It could happen, but we're not going to be tzanech on that. But in Yehuda, we're going to be tzanech on a taina. But it's going to get Isser. Who cares? Shavi anam shachatichad isura. He's saying it's Isser. If he dvarv, it's Isser. It doesn't make a difference. Yehuda and Galil, it's all the same thing. Elamai, it's been a gate to a moment.
Her tiny is making it not a sex ego, though. So she's hurting herself.
In a chanami, avada. Avada, she's hurting herself. Avada. If she'd be shoisekes, she'd be good, but she didn't. If she'd be shoisekes, it would be svek sveka.
How do you know?
It would be what?
How do you know she's saying all these stuff?
I'll tell you why. Listen again, carefully. Because what's the difference Yehuda and Galil?
So we're saying that the only way it works that there's a difference between Yehuda and Galil is if she says that.
Correct.
She doesn't.
Correct. What?
She
so then there's no difference between Yehuda and Galil. So the difference is because she's tining and saying that
that he
doesn't.
That's more exactly what I said. Where it says there'd be no difference.
Right. Right.
So we're saying there is no difference at this point. At this point in the world, we're talking about Isser, there's no difference.
Right, there's no difference. In both of them, she's not going to be Neman. There's going to be Shavin Apsha Chaticha Dissura. Elamai, we're talking about Mamon, says the Gemara. You listen to Yehuda Amayloi. Elalav, Laf Sida Ksubasa. We're talking about the Mamon. Vidikatoin Taina. My love, Dikatoin Taina, Pesach Pasuach. Are we not talking about Taina, Pesach Pasuach? And because we're tithing Pesach Pasuach, so I'm telling you that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is not a Chiddush because it's a Mishnah. So I'm asking a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tanina, my love, isn't that what it's talking about? And I have a Kasha on you, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And the Gemara is stuck. Says the Gemara, Loi, Dekatayin Tainas Damim. Whoa, that was a close one. I thought we were stuck over there. I thought Yehuda Mishmuel was like, I thought we were ready to throw Yehuda Mishmuel in the... What type of kasha is that? What? Before Tyson explained how it worked. Tyson says before we had a reason why we thought before that was... So what's going on over here? Before Tyson explained, my love, the Katan Tainas Pesach Masuach, Tyson said, because we thought there's no Kiru Das by Damim. What's the my love? You're trying to attack Yehuda Mishmuel. This is an attack? Is it a talk? No. Oh. Sorry. What type of question is that? Dachsuch Rashi explains. Says Rashi. My love, the Kotoin Tainas Pesach Pasuach Matsasi. Says Rashi. We skipped Rashi or two? Yeah. Elalav Afsida Ksubasa Ubi Yehuda Loi Mafsida Alpiv Damrinon Huba Aleha Be'erusin Ubegol Matzita In Deha Loi Nisiached My Lav Dekatoyin Tainas Pesach Pasuach Matzasi V'af Al Gav Dein Eidim Bedover Zeh V'loi Taino Muchachas Elo Alei Samchinon Damrinon Ilav Kushtu Lohoi Amafsid Sudasoi V'mo Yesoyinu Mitchila מתחילו למגרשו, ולא יתורך בסורס ניסוין. ומי הוא ביהודו לא מוציא, לא מהמן. Okay, so hold on. Says Rashi, my love, the קטוין טיינס פסח בסורך מצוסי, אף אגב דאין אידים בדובר, ולא טיין מוכחס אלא עלי סמכינון. My friends, עלי סמכינון, is that true by פסח פסוח that we're relying on him? When he says Pesach Pasuach, if we would accept his Taino, who would we be relying on? Him. What about Tainas Damim? Would we also be relying on him? What? How do we know this is an authentic Mappa? Huh? Rashi. We'll have to see that. We'll see that. Hold on. How do we know that this is an authentic Mappa? If in a regular case, a man comes to Beis Din the next day and says, listen, there was no dam. Here, I'll show you, I have a mappa with no dam on it. Shkoyach, you went into the closet, you got a mappa, you said there's no dam. I'm telling you that this was the mappa. Well, okay, well, who are we relying on? We're still relying on him. What? Hold on. Okay, hold on a second. Let's talk about a normal case, my friends. Let's talk about a normal case. After the chasana, they spend the night together, he comes in the next day, he's got a mape, there's no dam on the mape. Shkoyach. What? Okay, so if it's Isser, Shavya Napshe, we're going to get to Mammon, or whatever. The point is, who are we relying on? On him. So my friends, is there any difference between Pesach Pesuach and Tainas Damim? I don't think so. When the Gemara says, my lav, de katoin Tainas Pesach Pesuach, the Gemara doesn't mean specifically Pesach Mesuch. Any taina that's not mevur, any taina that's alei samachinon, we're going to rely on him. Why relying on him? Because chazaka in haram to reach mesudo mafsida. He's not going to lie. He walks in with the sheet and he says the map. He says that there's no dam. We say maybe you had another map. Listen, if I wanted to lie, I wouldn't have gone through this whole ridiculous thing. I would have done this a long time before. So Pesach Pesuach and Tainus Damim, they're all the same. So why is it that in Yehuda we don't believe him? Miu be Yehuda lo mehemin, Shema ba bimei erusin v'shachach oy hera ba mitoich chibasa v'lo yada sheshiber bisolea. Either he was bal her and he forgot. He was bal her and he forgot. What a peladik avamina. If he's baller, is there going to be dam besulim today? If he's baller back then? No, he can walk in and say, look, there's no dam. We're going to say, buddy, I know there's no dam because you were ball. What are you talking about? You forgot. Or, or he knew that he was intimate with her, but he didn't think that he was ball agam. He didn't think he was mishabah that he broke the besulim. If he broke the besulim, is there going to be dam? There's not going to be dam. There's not going to be Pesach. So this is all the same. How could he have this Hava Mina, my friends, that he forgot? I think that maybe if we learn like the Shita Mekubetzes, who are we talking about over here? According to the Shita Mekubetzes, this person's married. So it's not like his first time he's having relations in his life. It's not the type of thing a person forgets, right? But he's Baal. He doesn't remember which wife he was Baal. That it's a little bit leichter.
Why is it going to switch an answer? What? They're both the same.
Enachanami, very good, very good. So why does the Gemara say, Lo, Ebitun, Tain, Tain is Domim, says Rashi.
Tain is Domim has an option to have Edim.
Oh, because Tain is Domim has an option for Edim. Says Rashi, Dekot, Tain, Tain is Domim, Lo, Oilom, Eim, Eloch, B'dov, Eshen, Eloch, Eloch, Levaroi, Eino, Neman, Lahav, Sik, Subasai, V'diyuk, Odom, Asnis, and Dedaikinon, Habagol, Matzi, Tain, the Tain, and Tain is Domim, V'kigoin! A very special case. There's Shishminum that checked before. They went into the room, checked the sheet, and came when they came out, checked the sheet. No trickery. And he didn't throw it out the window. He didn't flush it down. There's Edom that are there that are making sure that this is the Mape. So now are we relying on him anymore?
No.
We're not talking about the Isser, we're talking about the Mammon. And now, in this line of the Gemara, do we rely on someone if he says Pesach Pasuach? Why not? Because he's going to make a mistake? No, because he's lying. Ay, Chazok Enon Terech Besudah Masida. Who said the Chazaka? Who said the Chazaka? Who said? Mechadizu? We don't hold the Chazaka. That's the whole Shaila. According to Rashi, this whole Shaila in the Sugya is one Shaila. It's not a question of whether he's making a mistake or not making a mistake. There's no difference Pesach Pasuach and Damim. It's all the same. There's just one Shaila. Do we have reason? Can we trust him that he's not lying? That he's not lying. By Pesach Pesuach, there's no way that we can prove whether he's telling the truth or not. By Domim, there is a way and a specific Kigoin. That Kigoin is if there's Shushbinim. This is the way Rashi learns the Sugya, Beis Hashem, Nesiyat Dishmaya. We're going to continue with the way Tosis learns the Sugya on Tuesday. Tomorrow, Avi Schneeweiss is doing Chazor of everything that we did.